Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley today. And joining me live in studio is your Muswellbrook Shire Council Mayor, Steve Reynolds. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Gemma. How are you?
I am wonderful today. And now I'm guessing, how are you feeling after the buzz of that incredible appointment as Mayor?
Oh, look, it's been a very, very busy week, without a doubt. It's just week two now into the new council year, and we've hit the ground and running. I'm trying to absorb as much as I can, as much as I was a councillor for the last 5 to 6 years. There's still a lot in a mayoral position that, you know, with mayoral privilege and information that you're entitled to. But, it's been a bit overwhelming, the support, and I will thank everyone for that. And we will get the job done along the way. But, you know, for myself personally, I couldn't be happier with the team that the community selected and the interaction we've already had as a team. It's just it's a real change in vibe, and it's great.
Absolutely. That is wonderful to hear, and I'm sure many of us can't wait to see how the team goes as a whole. Now, there are some exciting ventures coming up in the coming weeks with Muswellbrook Shire Council, including Australia A Day Awards. Now, I'm hearing it's no longer at its original place.
Yeah, so it's over at the basketball stadium in Muswellbrook near Coles at the skate park, as some people would say, with their youth, but the basketball stadium is no longer probably the best viable option given the current coronavirus and Omicron strain that's affecting us all. So it's at Olympic Park, Muswellbrook, similar to what we had there with last year with the Anzac Day celebration down there. So it's outdoors and we can have as many people attend, and I really do encourage people. It's going to be a good show to have people out there celebrating these great awards, these great recipients of the Australia Day Awards. I'm excited about being at that location.
Absolutely, that is exciting, and more so just to see which member of our community gets that accolade as well for their outstanding contribution.
Oh, there was some fantastic, even just for the Young Citizen of the Year, open categories that we've had, the senior, but, you know, the day kicks off at 8 a.m. at Olympic Park with the smoking ceremony, didgeridoo performance. I'm very big on the Indigenous community here, so we're bringing, that's always been a part of it, but we're going to try and expand on that, the Indigenous dance performance, free barbecue breakfast. We go through the informal ceremony and the awards, and then at 9 o'clock with the acknowledgement of country with Uncle Glenn. And from 12 p.m. there will be a free entry at both the pools, so we'll talk about that. But
That is very exciting. It's good to see that there's a jam-packed day for all the residents, but also having that nod to our heritage as well and culture with the Indigenous. Now, you just hinted at it, but for those who are looking to celebrate Australia Day, there is the pools that are going to be open and free.
Yeah, so from 12 till 3 o'clock, both Muswellbrook and Denman pools will be open for free for everyone to go along. I spend a fair bit of time down there with rehabilitation with my injury down at the Muswellbrook pool. It's coming along really well, the outdoor pool. I think people should come along and make the use of it. Out at Denman, because we share the Australia Day ceremonies between both Muswellbrook and Denman. Well, for the first 300 people at Denman pool, they'll receive a voucher to use the food carts at the pool, which will be on site from 12 till 3. So that's a big encouragement for people to get out there and get along. And that's why I said it's a fresh council. It's a new approach to the way we do things. So, for the Denman community, 300 vouchers to the 300 people, the first 300 people will get a voucher. So
now, what if you leave the premise, then walk back in and leave the premise, and you're still, would you be counted, or is it one voucher per person?
Well, it's one per voucher per person, but I can guarantee you, we've got to count for the minority of the community that would try that. So,
Look, I mean, I've thought of the idea, so maybe.
No, please. I just encourage everyone to get out there and make the most of it. And, coming April, May, potentially we're going to have the indoor pool open. So it's a great chance for people to get out and interact. And I know that there's a few councillors going along to the pool with their families. So it's going to be great to get to know your local candidates and councillors as well. So
absolutely, it is exciting all around. Now, just finally as well, COVID-19, that Omicron variant, it has wreaked through the regions and here in Muswellbrook as well. It is slightly impacting what council services are available.
Yeah, well, it has taken its toll on all workforces throughout the community, and I feel for everyone that's going through it, people working from home. But council has, we do have plans in place to ensure workers in essential services, water, sewage, waste, you know, infrastructure are on site as the impact of the Omicron variant hits the workforce.
Mm.
Though it's an ever-evolving situation, I'll just say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as people can appreciate, I'm big on the town presentation, everything along those lines, that we want to get that presentation and that vibe, that community pride back. But at the moment, the Omicron strain is playing havoc on our services. So just be patient. We're going to get there. It's unavoidable at the moment, but we will be there. And there's a proper channels to go through if you have an issue with council and not social media. So we can get there and we can get things done together.
Absolutely. Right now, expressing patience and just being mindful and looking out for the community, because that's what we need most given this whole unprecedented outbreak that just has exploded right through the region.
Oh, and it's not going to go away, Gemma. It's not. So we need to work together and we need to, you know, really put our best foot forward. There's going to be frustration, but there are the appropriate channels to go through.
Absolutely. Well, Steve Reynolds, Musselbrookshire Council Mayor on Hunter Valley today for the first time with this new title.
Thank you
so much for your time this morning.
No, I very much appreciate it. Thanks, Gemma.